One, two, three. Hello, everyone. Welcome to High Standards.
Welcome.
Episode 14.
Yes.
Yay. Our first episode on the step to, on the journey to consistency.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys, we are having a comeback. I think I said this in the last episode, but we are having a comeback. It's crazy.
We have to make sure we solidify it. It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
If we say it, then it becomes true. Manifestation.
Yeah. If we do it, then it becomes true.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Your regularly scheduled reminder that my name is Briley.
Oh my gosh. And my name is Denise.
And we're your host of High Standards.
Yeah.
So today on this episode, we decided to give you a life update, which is it's very much us.
Yes.
We do life updates quite often. Mm-hmm. It's probably the influence of like 2012 beauty gurus in our brain that we feel like we should always give a life update when we're gone for more than like a week.
Yeah.
But this life update is more specific because we're going to talk about junior year. Sparkle.
Yes.
Effect.
No.
Yes.
No. Sparkle. Junior year of sparkle high effect to hide. Hide what's underneath.
Exactly. It's the Gilded Age.
Oh my god. It is the Gilded Age.
Oh my gosh,
age.
Wait. Called it. Yes, title. Junior year,
the Gilded Age.
It literally
oh
is.
My okay. god.
So,
anyways.
In case you're like not American, which is, this is really dumb. I don't know why I'm saying this, but it was in my brain. Junior year is the third year of high school. The typical age is 16 to 17 during your junior year. And, you're in deep, bro.
It is known as the hardest year of high school.
That is correct.
Yes. Because senior year, that's when people just stop trying.
Yeah. Senior year is like, you're getting out.
You're like throwing the year away. You're like,
junior year?
Yeah.
You're stuck.
Yes.
You're in deep, bro.
You're landlocked.
It's giving quicksand. You're in the bottom. So for this specific podcast episode, I decided to separate junior year into three categories. We have the academics, our classes, our schedules, all the business type stuff. Words, yeah. English. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Second category, extracurriculars. Mm-hmm. Now, these can either be super funsies, I'm doing it for myself because I love this thing, or it's like, I'm trying to look good for a university. So,
yeah.
We're working
or just like, time. Or just like, I've been like influenced, or like people pleaser could be coming into play. But that could be like a small thing that could also like a small thing that factors into you doing something, with like enjoyment also being something that factors in.
Correct.
Yeah.
And last and not least is the social life.
Oh
boy.
Have
we grown as people? Do we meet other people? Are we people all of a sudden? Are we people persons? Persons of the people? Is that
are we a true representation of the people?
Yes.
Are we
socialites?
Are we the New Jersey the New Jersey plan? The Virginia plan?
Are we giving you an accurate representation of teen life in the 21st century?
Are we taxing you without representation?
Okay. So Denise, take your pick. What's our first category?
Oh boy. Let's start with I feel like social life would like wrap it up.
That's true.
So our choices are either like let's start with like academics.
Okay. Starting from the top. All right.
Started from the bottom, now we get
A Drake shout out.
I know.
If Drake ever contacted us, oh my god.
Bruh. You got some money, Drake.
Drake would do an episode with us, I feel like.
He'd be like,
Loki?
Yeah, guys. What's up? I don't know. I don't even know what Drake is like. What am I talking about?
He'd be talking about how he aims to influence teenagers. And I'd be like,
oh, yeah?
That's correct, Drake.
Yeah.
That's correct. Anyway, we're moving on. Academics. Junior year is when you have no other options but to work overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman and sophomore year, we have the option of pre-AP and honors classes, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're the and same.
They're the same thing. But, and then at the end of your sophomore year, you're making your schedule and you're like, hey, miss, there's no in between. It's either regular or it's like a college class.
Yeah.
So welcome to the world of AP testing.
Yeah.
And dual credit classes. And that is junior year.
Yeah.
Me personally, I took 2 AP classes, AP English 3 and AP Psychology. Mm-hmm. And I took three dual enrollment, dual credit UT on ramps.
Mm-hmm.
Physics, pre-calc, and U.S. history.
Yeah.
And AP and dual credit are not the same thing.
But they're weighted the same.
Yeah, they both give you college hour opportunities, college credit opportunities, but they don't do it in the same way.
Yeah. And they both give you the same GPA boost at our school.
For me personally, I think choosing one just depends on the course itself.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot see myself doing on-ramps English. So mm-hmm. I feel like English is one of those things you just take the class and get it over with. So I would say take AP English.
Yeah. Like,
psychology was one of those things I was like, I want to do it. So I took AP psychology.
Yeah.
But as far as like physics and pre-calc went, pre-calc, I did not like the on-ramps curriculum.
Oh my God.
We talked about this before. It's a no for me, dog.
Like, I'm like getting shivers right now. Like, I'm getting flashbacks. Like, I have such beef with it. Oh my God. It was so.
It was kind of moody, like, there.
It was whack. It was whack. So
physics was an experience. Will I ever take a physics class again? Not at my own free will. Like,
yeah.
I have to be forced into a physics class for me to take it again. Yeah. But as far as those things go, I feel like it was good to take dual credit, because if things weren't working out, I could just like disconnect. You don't have to take the college grade.
Yeah.
And I got to a point in the school year with both classes where I was like, you're not going to do good enough. Even if you pass the college class, this is not something that you want on your transcript. So
yeah.
You can kind of disconnect. With AP, it's like, once you sign up for the test, you have to take it regardless. I mean, you don't have to take it, but, like, you're kind of wasting money if you don't take it. And it's like, what's the point of being in an AP class if you're not taking the AP test?
Yeah. It's only just for the GPA boost. LMAO. Yeah.
If I had to cram and study for physics and pre-calc of an AP test, I would be dead.
Yeah.
But on-ramps U.S. history was pretty lit. That was a breeze. I liked that class. That was very much doable. But that was my academic course load.
Yeah.
You can share yours now, Denise, if you'd like.
Okay. well, I took 5 AP classes and then 1 on-ramps class. And then, and then this summer I'm taking dual credit. And I took dual credit last summer, too. Mm. But for APs, I took, let me think. Okay, so my on-ramps, I'm going to, like, list them in chronological order based on the class periods, because mm-hmm. that'll help me better organize my thoughts. But I had on-ramps pre-calc, and y'all already know, like, I got beef with that class so much. Like, the teacher, like, he was awesome, but, like, the UT on-ramps curriculum, garbage. Like, the content itself wasn't even that bad. It's just, like, the way it was taught. Like, they would, like, teach you the bare minimum and then expect you to do better on the test. Like, boy.
But it wasn't even really taught. They would just, like,
they would just, like, throw it at you.
Theorems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're giving you, like, the theorem, and then when you actually take the test, you don't know how to apply anything.
Yeah. And, like, and, literally, yeah. I forgot to decline the credit.
You forgot to decline the credit, bro?
I forgot to do it. Like, I kept on, like, putting it off. So it's, like, on my college transcript, and it's, like, really bad. But my high school grade was popping, though, so...
That's I don't know matters. How my high school grade was good. Shout out to him.
I know.
If our math teacher ever stumbles upon this.
Yeah.
Love you for that, dude.
Wait, I have his email. I can, like, okay.
No!
But, yeah. Like, I seriously, like, had so much beef with that class. Like, I dreaded it. Like, I was like, why not just give us the GPA boost and teach it, like, the pre-AP way? Because the pre-AP way they taught it, like, you learned it.
Yeah. And it's that I know our teacher was, like, teaching more than he was actually supposed to.
Yeah.
The way they had, like, the packets and stuff, the exploration, it was really supposed to be, like, self-led.
Yeah.
And he definitely gave us more than, like, he had to.
Yeah.
Because it was not it.
Yeah. And then after that, I had AP Computer Science Principles. It honestly wasn't that hard of a class. Like, we had, like, some kids in there that would talk the whole time. And they were, like, really funny. They, like, they weren't, like, disrespectful. But they were just very talkative, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, a really fun class. The teacher's leaving! And I'm sad because she's retiring.
No.
And she spoke French. And, like, I was, like, always too scared to speak French with her. Like, I spoke French with her, like, twice. I was, like, always too scared, but, you know, it's fine. I have her email, too, so maybe, like, I can invite her to our graduation, and, like, maybe that's when, like, I have the guts to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And then I had AP Biology. That teacher, I loved her. Like, I love her a lot. She's really cool. I wanted, like, I felt, like, very honored when she recognized me. Like, this was, like, something very small, but I did, like, really bad on a test. Okay, this has been, like, junior year was, like, a bad year of tests. Like, there was one day where I had, like, three tests in a row, like, right after each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, struggling with, like, sleep junior year. And, like, it was, like, terrible. Like, after that, like, I went to the dance studio and cried. But, yeah, I think it was that test where I went to my biology teacher. And she was like, Denise, like, you were, like, so attentive. Like, you're literally, like, the most attentive person in class, and I really appreciate it. And I was like, do you notice me? Do you notice me? So, like, I don't know. I felt very honored. And she's, like, really cool. And I just like the subject of biology a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had AP statistics. The teacher was really nice. We were just, like, really behind in terms of, like, units and stuff. Like, we, like, sped run the last three units in, like, probably, like, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. But, like, the content itself wasn't that hard. I guess it's maybe just, like, maybe I just needed to be more attentive in class and I needed to just, like, do more on my own. But, like, once I, like, started studying for the AP test, like, everything just got really easy. Like, it started coming together and I was like, yes. Like, I was no longer frustrated about statistics. And then I had AP US History. That teacher's leaving, too! Literally, like, we had, like, so many teachers leave, and I'm sad. Yeah. And, yeah, like, a lot of people just, like, left my life the end of junior year, and it sucked, but it's okay. But, yeah, that class was really fun. It was easy, again. And then, sorry, I don't know, anyways. And then I had AP English. Again, that class was easy. You're just writing the whole time. So, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, you, like, write, and it's, like, the same way every time. Like, You know, like CER.
Just like a repeating the same strategies over and over again.
Yeah. So, like, in my opinion, I feel like AP classes aren't. Okay, sorry. I feel like AP classes aren't that bad. It's just they're like.
Not. I think.
Yeah. Sorry.
It just depends on the subject.
Yeah.
And but, what you're trying to get out of it.
Yeah. Like, I'm doing, like, AP Computer Science A next year. And I don't know. We'll see what it looks like. I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared, but it's fine. And then I'm taking, like, AP Calculus BC next year. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping, like, our on-ramps teacher from pre-calc this year would be teaching it next year. But he's leaving, unfortunately, so he's not. And then the teacher that currently teaches BC, like people have, like, mixed opinions about him. But one of, like, the noteworthy opinions I've gotten is that, like, he teaches, like, bare bones material. And, like, you do good and you expect to do good on the AP tests. When the AP test comes around, you're screwed because they're going to ask you questions about more than what that teacher taught you about. So,
but I feel like that's also just like a lot of things.
Yeah.
With the way curriculums and testing is right now.
But like with AP biology, like homegirl was set.
But also biology as a
teacher. Yeah, but like
it's not the same way. It's not the same as like a math.
I don't know.
Because, like, I know people who were in Calculus AB.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, there was a period of time where their teacher wasn't there. But even the stuff they did learn, like, it was not the same as applying it on the test.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah.
The thing is, I do not want to have to go out of my way to teach myself stuff. Like, no. I'm already going to be doing enough outside of the classroom. I don't want to have to do more just to get good grades. Like, as I said in the previous episode, I've expended enough energy. I'm trying to do the bare minimum, guys. But you know what? It's fine. Time will tell. Anyways, this is about junior year, not senior year. But yeah, that was my course list.
I try not to judge a teacher until, like, I'm in their class. Because, like, everybody learns differently. So you can, maybe somebody said they weren't their greatest teacher, but you don't know until you personally interact with them.
Yeah.
Now, there are some teachers that you get in the class and you're like, bro, what is this?
Yeah.
What are we doing? But there are other ones where you're just like, we're just a little different.
Yeah.
Personality-wise. And that's okay. Okay, you talked about how you were behind in your AP Stats class. And I feel like that was a big thing this entire school year.
The schedule
kept changing for everything.
I know.
And either I would be like, we would be like a week ahead. Like, we have block days, right? So there's A and B. So maybe like 1 month, you're like, B days are like a week ahead in the curriculum. And your A days are like a week behind.
Yeah.
So it was constantly like trying to catch up. So then the teacher is like working at 10 times speed. And then you have to think at 10 times speed.
Yeah.
It was not it. It was frustrating. And then also.
There was also like that one time where we had like 3 B days in a row.
Yes.
And like B days were dominating.
And it was upsetting because like my schedule, all my A day was all extracurriculars, all my electives. And B days were all my core classes.
Yeah.
So, like how you talked about testing, having three tests in a row. So B day, it would be like, physics test, pre-calc test, English test, history test. Who wants to do that?
Yeah.
My entire day is like, there's no relaxation brain time. Like physics and pre-calc back to back. Why?
Why?
And it's so easy to like ruin your self-esteem too. Like when I know I failed that physics test and then I have to go take a pre-calc test.
Oh my God. Yes.
I'm setting myself up for failure. I walk into a pre-calc like, I don't care anymore because we're already failing.
Crazy, guys.
Anything else on the front of academics?
This is where it gets, like, really competitive. I'm just gonna say that, like the class, like the class of 24, they're like really competitive. But like, junior year is when it really starts to hit. Like you hear like people talk about like class ring and stuff like 24/7, and it's like, bro, let's talk about something else
for real. Because I was never, I just got my class rank like once last year just for funsies.
Yeah,
and now I feel like I have to actively check it.
Yeah.
And I don't even care that much. Anyway, it's like top 10% is really all I'm going for.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking it into the universe.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah,
people I never thought about, like, talking to class rank and stuff, too. And they're like, did you go get your class rank? Did you look at your class rank? Do you know what it is? And I'm like, Brett, I don't know. Why am I checking this? I'm like,
yeah.
Why are you checking this all the time? And you know there's like cycles of them like changing it, updating it.
Yeah.
So
like every time they update it, you know the tide of the conversation is going to shift.
Yes.
And it's like, why?
I only checked mine once this year though.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel good about that. I'm still holding on to the same piece of paper.
Yeah.
It was like second semester though, so I feel like it was kind of recent.
Yeah. And like I've gotten, like, really paranoid about checking my grades because, again, like, the three-test thing, like, where you have three tests in a row, you just feel like garbage. And, again, like, grades matter a lot junior year because this is, like, kind of, like, the main year where you exhibit the fact that you can handle academic rigor to colleges.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever I check my grades, like, I would get so paranoid. Like, I still haven't looked at my, like, end of year grades. Like, I'm still scared to look.
Yo, I feel like I just, like, disconnected. As soon as school ended, I, like, disconnected. I didn't check my grades for, like...
Yeah.
It didn't hit me that I probably should check to see what my final report card was.
Yeah.
Until, like 3 days after school. And I was like, oh. Like, maybe I should look at it. It was better than expected, but still.
I'm getting butterflies just thinking about it. I don't want to look. I know they're going to be good, but, like, they're not going to be good enough. But, like, this is something you, like, come to realize junior year or, like, eventually. But, like, once you graduate, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you right now. And I need to, like, ingrain that in my head because it's been – point chasing has been dictating my life for too long.
Also, that's what I've been thinking about a lot, too, because – so my sister graduated this year.
Yeah.
For all the listeners who don't know me personally, my sister graduated this year, and I've been saying this to her, like, just do college. Going into it is your opportunity to be the student that you weren't in high school.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
yeah,
if you were pulling C's in high school,
oh,
you just come to the realization that you want to be good, then go for it. Or if you were, like, a try-hard and straight A's all the time, like, consistently, once you get to college, you might be able to say, these are things that are most important to me.
Yeah.
And it's also the ability to choose your schedule, and you're choosing your major, and you're deciding what you want to do.
Yeah.
That you can figure out what school means to you, and what being a student actually means to you.
Yeah. That's, like, my perspective about high school, like, throughout high school, it's not been about, the main focus has not been about having fun. Even though that is, like, a big part, having fun, it's not been my main focus. It's been getting into college. Because high school, in my head, that's, like, grind time. So that you can get into college for free. Or, like, go to the college you want to go to. And then, after that, once I get there, that's, like, I can still focus on academics, but then I can, like, further pursue my passions. So I can, like, prioritize academics a little less. That's my philosophy.
Okay. I can't think of anything else pertaining to academics right now.
What? I don't think I have anything to say. But yeah, it can be really competitive. Don't let it get to you guys. That's like really hard to put into perspective, but
yeah, don't let it get to you. Especially if you're like not super competitive, don't feel the need to change yourself just because everyone else is now.
Yeah.
Just because other people decided to start comparing themselves every single day of the week doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah.
If you don't want to tell somebody you're great, don't tell them you're great.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Like, just because they're logging into self-serve doesn't mean you have to. You don't have to pull up your report card. Because that's your stuff. And that's for you to know where you should improve and where you want to stay the same.
Yeah.
And that's a junior year takeaway. Okay, moving on. Extracurriculars. So, this year, what do? I gotta think about it. Okay. extracurriculars, I stay in the area of fine arts consistently. Dance company, first year for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. Learned a lot. Realized a lot of things.
Yes.
Then, of course, orchestra. Been doing the same thing since sixth grade. which is still crazy. Every time you think about the fact that
I know
something, like, because you feel like that's one of those things where you feel like you're not doing anything, and then you sit and you realize that you've been in choir for six years.
Yeah.
And then I've been playing the viola for 6 years. Like, that's crazy. 6 years of my life.
That is crazy.
I'm like, bro, I actually know things. I don't know, I'm underestimating myself. Like, you do know things. You're low-key qualified in this. so there's that. What else? Some theater stuff. I'm still not in theater and won't be in my high school career. However, I did a musical and a student-directed play, which was fun.
Yeah.
And then, as far as clubs go, I'm in a club called Black Girls United, and
let's
I'm
go.
President next year. So,
period.
Character growth, I think so.
Character growth.
Would you like to go, Briley? Would you like to share your extracurricular, Denise?
Yes. So I've been in choir for 6 years, as Briley said, and sorry, I just got a text from the area manager and I'm laughing to myself. Because, you know, I had to go pick up bananas this morning from Walmart. And I need to go pick up stuff from another Smoothie King location. And I was like, is it the one on this street? And he was like, no, it's a different one. But then he just sent me the address and it was the one on the street that I met. Anyways. So I've been in choir for 6 years. It's really fun. I really hope we do an Eric Whitaker piece next year. Our choir teacher said we are, so let's go. And I'm going to be vice president next year, so let's go.
Yeah.
And I've been in dance company for 2 years, and then next year I'm going to be in dance company as well. I'm going to be in dance for all 4 years in total. And I'm going to be president. Let's go.
Yay.
And I'm going to be doing a lot of dancing this summer. I'm just going to say that. not going to let Smoothie King get in the way. Why am I yelling? I'm sorry. Oh, my God. See, look, I've just been, like, really uncontrollable as of recently. Oh, my gosh.
Unhinged.
And then unhinged. That word has been in my head. Oh,
I
my
love
God.
That word.
That word has been, like, circulating through my mind for, like, the past few days. Unhinged. Because I am unhinged.
I have opportunity to say unhinged.
Unhinged. That's the title of a piece.
Yeah.
All
right.
And then I'm in National Honor Society.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Me too.
Yes, National Honor Society gang, and I'm going to be vice president next year. And then, what else? I mean, work counts as an extracurricular. That's a tip for you guys working on college apps. Work does count as an extracurricular. I've been working at Smoothie King for almost a year. I'm probably going to dip, like, I'm putting that energy out there, but, like, once I get into Stanford, I'm probably going to dip and work someplace else. But, yeah, it's, like, it's been really fun, like, working with people, like, really cool people that make me laugh all the time. But the place is really small, and it's really small. And it can be, like, a little stressful sometimes, but whatever, man, chase the bag, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, always get the check. And then I'm also in karate. I got my black belt last November. I'm thinking about doing summer karate and maybe getting my second degree black belt, question mark? I don't know. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're also going to be in I can't say the name. We're also going to be in drill team next year.
Oh, yeah. That's next year, though.
Uh-huh.
That's next year. We're supposed to be talking about the past.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
But yeah. Next but yeah. Year, drill team.
Yeah.
Dancers and all and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So for junior year,
yeah,
I think extracurriculars have been the thing that has, like, held me down.
Yeah.
Like, they're my only motivation in the school day. If I did not have fine arts, I would not be functioning. I feel like there's an alternate universe where I'm, like a really academic kid, right?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody put me in, like, if I was in, this sounds like such a struggle sentence. If I was put in, like, a gifted and talented in elementary school,
mm-hmm.
then I would probably be, like, an academic god right now, is how I feel.
Yeah.
But I'm not. And I'm thankful for that.
I mean, I don't know, man. Not to throw shade, but, like, just being in, like, one of those does not guarantee you'll be an academic god. You could be, like, a cheater. You could be a fake academic god.
No, but they do have brains. Like, the specific people, they have brains. They just, they know how to use them and not give it to stuff they don't care about. Anyway, that's for another day.
Sorry, I'm just salty.
I feel like I'm glad I'm not, like, super academic heavy.
Yeah.
Because fine arts is kind of my thing, is what I'm realizing. And, yeah. What a school without extracurriculars. I could not imagine going to a school where they, like, don't fund the arts. Even though we're not,
I know,
the most funded. But, like, if that wasn't an opportunity.
Yeah.
High school would be so trash.
It would.
It would be horrible.
It would be terrible, man. Like, what else would you be able to think about? Like, what would there be for you to look forward to?
Nothing.
What would you have to work towards? A point? Like, a grade? I feel like it's more rewarding when you, oh my god. Our dance, like, teacher's probably like, arts? Denise, listen to yourself. Listen to yourself.
Fine arts is my motivation. Like, I realize that my grades are better when I have other things going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I know that I can't perform if I'm failing a class, so then my grades will always be high enough to, even if I do a little bad on something, it will never be failing.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at. If I don't have a fine arts that's motivating me, then it's a struggle in all other areas.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm like, maybe I do like being stressed, because one thing always weighs heavier on my heart than something else.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's just me. That's my connection to extracurriculars and the fine arts and whatnot.
Yeah. I don't know. The fine arts have been really fun this year. I've really had to, like, evaluate my priorities and my actual desires for myself this year, which has resulted in a lot of crying, but it's okay. I've at the end of the school year, I had to decide, like, whether I was going to, like, point chase next year and continue to be all stressed, or point chase a little less and make room for the stuff I want to do. And I had to make the decision. It was really hard because, again, like, my identity lies very much in academic validation. So, like, kind of having to let go of that, this sounds so dramatic, oh my god, but kind of having to, like, let go of that in order to do what I want, that was really hard. But I did it. It was so hard, guys. Like, I literally, like, cried in my car afterwards. LMAO. I don't know why I keep saying LMAO. Oh, my gosh. But I did. And, you know, sometimes you have, like, you do, like, stupid stuff. Like, oh, my God, this isn't even relating to fine arts. But, like, I took dual credit French last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And as y'all know, I'm, like, paranoid about college admissions. And even though, like, I got a good grade in the class and it's on my transcript, even though it doesn't factor into your GPA, which I'm salty about. Because, like, I grinded. Why is it not part of my GPA? That's what I want to know. Anyways, even though, like, I got a good grade in my class and, like, admissions officers will be able to see that on my transcript, like, I was like, you know what? Let me take the AP French test. Girl, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're not even in the AP French class! So
me taking the AP Spanish test?
I know.
That's so dumb. Anyway.
And I know. In my opinion, it was dumb for me to take the French test. And, like, literally, it wasn't even at our school. It was at, like, some district building, like, down the street. And it was only me and three other kids because we were the only kids in the district taking the test. And, like, I did, like, mid on it, not gonna lie. But, like, I definitely got a 3. There's a chance I could have gotten a 4. Maybe I'm, like, being too critical. Maybe I got a 4. But, like, I don't want that to taint my chances of getting, like, the AP scholar distinction thingy. So I'm probably going to have to cancel the score, which is, like, stupid because I spent money on to sign up for the test. And then I'm going to have to spend
maybe
money.
Don't cancel the score.
No.
That feels like an extreme action, bro.
Oh, my God. But, like, what if I get a 3? I mean, I know maybe I don't have to report it, but, like, I want that award. I want that award. I know. Oh, I know. But, like, at the end of the test, like, there was this girl that was, like, eating it up the whole time. And I look at her ID while I'm talking to her, and I got bodied by a freshman! It was embarrassing, bro. My ego was hurt. But, like, if I had just prepared better, I guess I could have done better. But, you know, again, don't do things that require your energy if you don't want to do them. Or, like, if your priorities or, like, if your heart lies elsewhere. Or if the intention is not really going to get you anywhere, if that makes sense.
True.
So, yeah. And the fine arts, like, again, they've been really fun. I wouldn't be able to imagine school without fine arts. Like, and also, like, the people that you meet through fine arts, like, it's crazy, guys. Like, those are, like, some, like, lifelong friendships. Like, really, really strong bonds are what you form with people in the fine arts. Yeah. So, don't take
especially
it for granted.
Seeing them so often.
Yeah.
It's like a... Those are the people you see, like, every year.
Yeah.
Every year, yeah. It's not just that one class and you talk to each other, no. It's, like, consistent-ish.
Yeah.
Which is... always nice.
Yeah. And, like, performing is just fun. In my opinion.
It's a rush. A thrill.
Yes. And we're finally going to be able to do good show circle on closing night next year. As seniors.
Oh. That's going to be sad. I need to start getting on my speeches.
Me too.
I feel like at this point, if you're a listener, we're saying a lot of things that you might not understand and may not apply to you. And for that, I apologize.
Yeah.
But yeah, just senior tradition stuff. Anyway, but we're supposed to be reflecting, which is what we're struggling with right now. We're supposed to be reflecting.
I'm sorry, guys.
On junior year, not thinking ahead. Reflecting.
Sorry.
Yes, reflecting. I feel like, for me personally, in extracurriculars, I've kind of just stumbled upon... like, positions, and, and, like, especially thinking forward again, my bad, being, like, having officer positions and things next year.
Yeah.
Like, I was not somebody who came into high school, like, I hope I get a leadership position, I'm gonna go for this, this, and this.
Yeah.
I did nothing. My freshman year, I was in nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No clubs or anything, and I was like, it's okay, I'll do stuff next year. And then
COVID hit.
So... I still joined the club, though, the BGU, somehow, in sophomore year. But I was like, well, guess that's it. And then junior year, I came back and it's like, I just committed to the stuff I like on a different level.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, wow, this is kind of my thing. Like, yeah. I can kind of do some of these things, you know? And yeah. I feel like that's all junior year has been. It's like, it's figuring out what you're capable of. And you have to get real about the fact that you're going to be thrust into the adult world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, and there's so much inner conflict, but you're just trying to get something new out all the time. And yeah. It's not that it's like a negative thing or a positive thing. It's just a thing. It's just happening.
It is happening.
That's all I got for extracurriculars.
Me too.
I feel like this is kind of getting sad.
I'm sorry.
This is going to be sad.
Okay, this is like something sad. Okay, I guess I could just like say this for social life, so never mind.
Yeah. Well, we're moving on anyway. Social life. Yeah. Here we go.
Social life. Here we go. Should I start?
Are you making... Mine is kind of positive. So
Okay. Mine is like positive too. Okay. Again, junior has been really hard. Again, like being in class with not very many of my middle school friends, being like crying a lot, you know, the hard times, they really like bring you closer to people and they help you realize like how much of a support system you have. So like my guidance counselor, my academic counselor with like planning my schedule and stuff, she like knows I'm a tryhard. So like I think I've cried in her office like twice and like she's like been there for me. So like, you're awesome, miss. I know it feels weird saying miss. I'm not one of those kids who says miss and doesn't follow up with the last name, but I'm not trying to name drop. So
yeah, no name drop.
Yeah, but she's awesome. And then again, like the dance studio, like I'd be up in there every day, bruh. Like,
girl, for real.
I eat lunch in there. Like, I go there when I need to cry. I go there when I'm like bored. Like, it's lit. So, dance teachers, like, y'all are awesome. Like, I can't even put into words how much I love y'all. Like, yeah, respect. Like, I don't even know. I'm being weird. Anyways, I can't even, like, use words. I'm using the word like too much. But, yeah. And then, like, the choir teachers, they're awesome, too. Like, I've wanted to cry in choir. Oh, my God! I wanted to cry in choir, like, several times throughout the school year. And, like, they're there for me, and it's awesome. Who else? But... again, like, not being in very many classes with my middle school friends, that kind of has, like, allowed me to develop relationships with people I thought I wouldn't get a chance to interact with much.
Mm.
Like, the Leap kids, like, it's weird how we characterize ourselves, but anyways. The Leap kids, like, I've developed friendships with some of them, and... they're really cool, and I like them a lot. So, yeah, like, the one in dance, she's really cool. Like, the one in dance and orchestra. I'm really trying not to name drop. Oh, my God.
I feel like people know who they are, so you don't have to, like,
yeah.
You know, if you're a big kid and you talk to Denise,
yeah,
that's probably, she's talking about you.
Yeah, but, like, the dancing god herself, like, I love her so much, y'all. That's crazy.
My ballet teacher.
I know. Our ballet teacher. Yes. You know, I feel like so much validation when she's like, good job, Denise. But yeah. Yeah. But it has been lonely, as I said. And, you know, like, usually you get, like, nervous for stuff. Or, like, you, like, look forward to things that are going to happen. Like, I feel like those feelings are very much muted now. Mm. Like, I don't really get nervous for stuff or, like, look forward to things. Like, if we're, like, about to have a dance concert, I'm not, like, I'm not really thinking to myself, oh my gosh, like, I'm so excited, we're about to perform. It's just like, it's happening, like, okay, like,
yeah.
Or like, again, like, when you're going to dance, like, I don't get nervous. I'm just like, okay, like, it's happening, like, what else is there for me to think?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I feel like my anxiety is like tied around like academics, because I want to be perfect. So like, again, like that 3-test day, like I was like on edge the whole time. And yeah, but again, like my feelings of like nervousness or like excitement, they're kind of muted now. And I've kind of like lost sight of like excitement for the future. It's just like, okay, the future's coming, but like, I mean, it's going to happen. So I just feel like, I don't know, I feel very passive.
I feel like we should try to help you find your energy.
I know. Oh my gosh.
It's kind of sad. Like, I feel like I found things that I like, and therefore I have room to get excited about them.
Yeah.
My sadness comes after. Like, right after a show,
mm-hmm.
I feel like immense sadness. That's when I feel like the loneliest is right after an event. But I feel like junior year has been lonely for me, not in the sense of like I don't have people around me or like I'm not close with people. It's been lonely in the sense that I realized that there are some things I can only achieve on my own.
Yeah.
And that's kind of lonely.
Yeah.
And yeah, and that character growth thing that's happening, character development, if you will, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said that a lot. Oh my, I say, yeah, you know what I'm saying a lot. I need to stop. But the point is that there are some things I can only do by myself. And that's kind of like the lonely thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But my social life in junior year has actually been pretty good. Like, it's one of those things I didn't realize that I was making friends until the end of the year. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
This is not like the me I ever expected. I still don't like look for friends.
Yeah.
I'm still very introverted.
Mm-hmm.
But I have welcomed friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some people that I'm really close to now, and I'm like, this is freaking cool. And there's even people that, like, I met towards the end of the year, and I'm a realist, so I understand the fact that the likelihood of me seeing them again is probably very low, or, like, being close with them ever again, especially if they graduated. It's like, but I could accept the fact that, like, we met for a reason.
Yeah.
We had a friendship for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm comfortable with that. I feel like I don't need people around me, but I'm learning to appreciate the fact that there are people who I may like to be around.
Yeah. Which, may like
if
to
you,
be
if
around.
You know me, that's a big step for me. Like, if you know me personally, it's a big step for me. I'm making strides.
Yeah.
I'm trying to force myself to leave my house more. Attempting to converse with people in the summertime. Once again, a big stride for me. We're working on it. But yeah, I think junior year gave me more than I could have ever hoped for or expected in the area of social life and friendships and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah. So,
Sorry. How did you feel in the last day of school? Were you like feeling anything or not?
I was kind of like, freak, yeah, this is it. Well, yeah. Not like in it. It was kind of like, oof, like a release.
Yeah.
Like I can breathe. This is it. But then our last day of school was kind of hectic.
Yeah.
We had some not so great things.
Yeah.
We had some threats to our safety.
Mm-hmm.
Which was interesting. So I couldn't really like savor in the moment. And it ended on a B-day.
I know.
A B-day. I was so upset about that. A B-day. Anyway. But yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, this is it. I can breathe.
Yeah.
I can release. And it was like realizing, once again, like I said earlier, that there's some people you'll never see again. Like, this is
it. Yeah. Like, I felt the same way. It felt like a relief. But it felt like it didn't really hit. Like, it still hasn't even hit now. Like, I'm free. Like, I've been freed from the shackles of junior year.
Exactly. Like, some, like, Sundays, I'd be looking like, oh, I gotta go to school tomorrow. No, I don't.
No,
like,
you don't.
No, I don't. I'm good.
Oh my gosh. It is weird.
But I think, in conclusion, as I think about senior year, it can't get any worse than it did last year. Than it did junior year. And that is my honest answer. As far as, like, if I could do junior year, then I can do senior year, for sure. Yeah. Like, maybe I'll be more emotionally unstable, but that's just, that just comes with, like, saying goodbye to stuff.
Ew! You know, sorry, I'm thinking of
a book title. Oh my gosh, you know what I realized this year?
What?
That I'm just genuinely a sensitive person. I'm a crier. Uh-huh. You know how upsetting that is? I'm a crier. Like,
he's not upset. Just be crying.
It is upsetting for me. I'm upset. You know, because we have our one friend who's in dance. Shout out to her. And she cries so easily. Right? You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Cries so easily. It's like her and then me right under her. That is not the lineup. That is not where I wanted to be in the lineup. But I just be crying. And I'm having to accept the fact that I'm a sensitive person. And
yeah.
I do cry very easily.
Yeah.
But once again, it's okay, I guess.
Big takeaways from junior year. Like, big lessons.
Big takeaways. Do you want me to go? Are you going?
I can go.
Okay.
So one is that things may not end up the way you originally planned, but that doesn't mean that things are not going to be okay.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a nice one. My big takeaway is you get what you give.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in academics this year, pre-calculus, it was not my thing.
Yeah.
And I think I really could have been successful in that class if I gave more energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't. And I was like, you can't be upset because this is the energy you're giving to it. So this is what you're seeing as a result.
Yeah.
And man, I can just apply that to everything that happened. Like, the things I wanted to give energy to and the things I was committed to, I saw results from.
Yeah.
But the things I was not committed to and the things I didn't want to give energy to, I did not see results from. So as I move into the next year of my life, the next month of my life, as we continue, it's all about intention.
Yeah.
And I think this year just proved it even more.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any closing statements?
Bro, can you believe we're going to be high school graduates a year from now?
Crazy.
That is crazy.
We're literally 17, bro.
I know.
That's insane.
I'm turning 18 this year. Let's go. Oh my god, my birthday is in 5 months. Let's go!
Your birthday is in 5 months. It's insane, bro.
It is insane. And I'm getting AirPods with this paycheck. Finally! I know, some people are going to get in my head for, like, waiting this long, but, like, I don't know, I'm very, like, selective about how I spend my money. Like, if I'm, like, spending it
I support
like,
it. Save
if
it.
I'm, like,
always save.
If I'm, like, spending it on, like, other people, like, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, if I'm, like, spending it on, like, fine arts because I feel bad asking my mom for money, like, I don't care. But if it's, like, getting AirPods, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, these cords are doing me just fine. Even though, like, now they're getting, like, a little bad. But it's not going to matter because
I run through earbuds so quickly. That's why I like having wires.
Yeah.
Because I run through them. It's embarrassing how many pairs of wires I go through in a year.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's think. Yeah, any advice? What if we could give any advice? I would say that it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, after you go through it all, after junior year, you can be like, I did things, and I'm satisfied with the things I did.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes you're going to have moments where with that one day, I keep telling people this, like that one day in the month when you're not busy at all and you go to school and you go straight home and you're gonna you're gonna sit and you're gonna be like, what have I been doing? What am I? How am
I functioning? Or like on that day, it's like, oh my God, I'm at home. I'm at home.
It's gonna feel surreal and you're gonna be like, I can't believe this is the life I'm living around.
I know.
It's insane. And that's when junior year feels like a lot.
Yeah.
But it's okay, because you can do it.
You can do it. And take care of yourselves.
When we finally reform school systems and education in America is not as dramatic as it is right now.
Yeah.
You won't have to feel like you're breaking down every single day of junior year.
Yeah.
And when that day comes, we will be so happy for you. Whoever you are, we will feel so happy for you.
Yeah.
But for right now, just breathe.
Yeah. There's a J. Cole song where he says something along the lines of like looking back and having nothing. So make sure like your junior year, like you could be grinding, but you could look back and there could be nothing there except for grades. So you want to be able to look back and think to myself, I made a lot of great memories. So do what makes you happy, guys. I had fun. Of course I did, but like, don't make yourself miserable.
And don't be afraid to, if you're falling into a cliche, sometimes it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this episode kind of got a little sad at points.
LMAO.
But we're trying.
We are trying.
It's our honest opinions. This is what it is. So once again, like always, thanks for listening. We hope you maybe found us entertaining. We hope we made you think about something. And we hope you tune back in.
Yeah.
Hopefully next week, the week after you're hearing this.
Because
we're going to be consistent.
Because we are going to be consistent, guys.
We are. All right. Spotify, 5 E's.
Yeah. DE.NIS and then 5 E's. Go follow. As you heard, I listen to J. Cole, but I also listen to everything. Like, for real, guys. I listen to everything. So, yeah. Go listen. Go like my playlist. It boosts my ego. Makes me feel good.
All right. Bye, everyone. All right.
Bye.
Bye, Danish.
Bye, Brilly.